Hi, I'm Dean Morrison, and I'm a science writer at the University of Minnesota. The stars of fall are, well, the constellations are generally kind of dim. You have Capricornus, and then Aquarius, and then Pisces, kind of strung out. So they're all in the south, pretty much, but from west to east. You'll find the Great Square of Pegasus above those constellations. It's coming into its own during September, and right below it is the Circlet of Pisces, and it's a rather dim circle of stars right below the Great Square, and that's always fun to see. If you have dark skies, you shouldn't have much trouble. The most prominent thing would be the Summer Triangle of Stars, and these are the stars that are going to be just about the first ones that come out at night. And you'll find them in the south to southwestern sky, depending on what time of the month you go out and look. And they're it's a very high triangle. Now, the star that's in the northwestern angle, that's Vega. And it is part of the constellation Lyra, which is supposed to represent the lyre of Orpheus. And the lyre is a kind of dim parallelogram just below Vega, and it's kind of fun to try to pick that out. Moving east, we find Deneb, which is also an extremely bright star, and it is the brightest in the constellation Cygnus, the Swan, which is also sometimes called the Northern Cross. And Deneb is an amazing star. It's somewhere between 60,000 and 70,000 times as bright as our sun, and it's thought to be the farthest first magnitude star in the sky. A first magnitude star is, of course, a very bright one, so this is quite a beauty. Then moving to the south, we find Altair, which is the brightest star in the constellation Aquila, the Eagle. And Altair has two companion stars right next to it. That should be pretty easy to pick out, but the constellation is actually quite a bit bigger than that, and a star chart will help you with all these things. Now, the Summer Triangle itself is not a constellation. It's what we call an asterism, which is a grouping of stars that's not a constellation, basically. It could be stars from different constellations, like the triangle, or it could be stars within a constellation. And an example of that would be the Big Dipper in Ursa Major. The Big Dipper is not a constellation, but it's part of one. As far as planets go, Venus and Saturn aren't so good this month. Jupiter comes up, 2.5 hours to 3.5 hours after sunset at the beginning of the month, but it comes up earlier and earlier as the month goes by. Actually, it's closer to 2.5 hours after sunset that it comes up, but often we can't see planets or stars until they get up a little bit higher. If you look really late in the evening, you should see it in the east. It's pretty bright and kind of yellowish. It really does look like the king of planets. In the morning sky, we have Mercury making a very short appearance early in September. If you look to the east, northeast, you should be able to see it, especially on the 9th of September, when it will be paired with Regulus, which is the brightest star in Leo. Of course, we can't forget what the moon is doing. This month we have the harvest moon, and it will shine the night of the 11th through 12th of September. The actual moment of fullness comes at 4:27 a.m. And the harvest moon has always been a boon to farmers because it comes up relatively earlier from night to night. And what does that mean? Well, in general, on a rough average, the moon might come up at our latitude about 50 minutes later each night. And there's a lot of variability. During the time around the fall equinox, the full moon, or the what I call the fullish moon, just before or just past fall, it can rise as little as 22 minutes later from night to night. And so farmers working in their fields don't have to wait so long for moonlight, and it really helps them bring in their crops. Now, in March, we have the opposite effect, and if we're watching the full moon, the waxing moon, come up, we might have to wait as much as 81 minutes later for it to appear. The harvest moon comes up earlier for the same reason that the sun comes up earlier and earlier in the spring. During the time of the harvest moon, the fullish moon is moving rapidly north. And when the moon or the sun is moving rapidly north, for us, it comes up earlier or relatively earlier. We're all familiar with that March phenomenon of the sun coming up earlier and earlier. And the moon does the same thing on a monthly cycle. And during the time of the fall equinox, it's the full moon that's coming up earlier and earlier, relatively speaking. So in a nutshell, that's what happens.
Dean Morrison is a science writer at the University of Minnesota. To learn more about what you can see in the night sky this month, you can read her Minnesota Star Watch column by going to umn.edu and searching for Star Watch. You can also find a link to her column on the WTIP website at wtip.org.